Spider-Man 3, Transformers 53, Resident Evil, really, it's beginning to be kind of like a world pop. And that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's what I'm focusing on these days. There was J-pop, there was K-pop, there was C-pop, and there's like this W-pop that's kind of starting to emerge, this world pop. And I think, yeah, I love that idea, that it's not world music. It's not like, there used to be a section in HMV called world music. That was like ethnomusicology class in college. No, but world pop is more about breaking and tearing down age-old stereotypes, the artificial confines that have kept us apart for way too long. It's a melting pot and it's a mosaic that even when we look up close, we'll still see the colors and the flavors of each culture in detail. And where can we go to listen to world pop? I don't think there's a world pop station or a magazine, unfortunately. There are none, there should be. But there is the internet, and YouTube has proven to be a driving force of world pop. Britain's Got Talent made Susan Boyle the hottest act in the world. And she achieved that not through the record labels or the networks, but through grassroots sharing. Gangnam Style is another great example of how that just took over and became a huge worldwide world pop phenomenon. So world pop also suggests a worldwide pop culture and something that can be shared by all of us and give us a lot of common ground. So today, what's my call to action? I want to help improve and promote the cultural exchange between the East and West, and I think I've made that clear, but how? I think you can all become pop singers, really. I think that's the answer. No, I'm just kidding. Unless that's what you really want to do.